Well, I imagine when we were all children, we had people we looked up to. And I remember growing up, my heroes will probably always be, as a child, the 1968 Tigers. I got to remember those. I was in the sixth grade when they won it all, and I'll never forget it. There was Bill Freehand, you know, the catcher, backup Ricky Price, and Don Wirt, who recently passed away, on third base, Ray Orler at the short, McAuliffe at second. On the bench was, on the mound was Earl Wilson, Mickey Lolich, and Denny McClain. And then there was Norm Cash, Willie Horton, Al Kaline, Jimmy Northrup, pinch hitter Gates Brown, Mayo Smith in the dugout, and his assistant manager, Dick Trzewski. How'd that go? Pretty good? That's pretty good. You don't forget these. You don't forget the team, the winning team of your childhood. I'll never forget that team. But, you know, we grow up and we realize athletes are human beings. I'm not going to regale you with the sad tale of Denny McClain. But nevertheless, it's normal. You look up to people. But as you grow up, you realize that your role models are really the people who helped you become the person that you are. You know, good teachers you may have had, or maybe scout leaders, or maybe coaches, and especially your parents, hopefully your parents, who were able to, you know, teach you your prayers and have you grow up to be a good Christian person. And that's all very important. Real role models. Well, we need spiritual role models, and that's who the saints are. They are our spiritual role models. And they cover every facet of life, every continent, every race, every age. They are out there. I did 365 videos of Saint of the Day. So feel free to go on our website if you have 2 to 3 minutes to spare every day. And I know all of you do. If you actually click in for 3 minutes, get your Saint of the Day. Learn something about a saint that may inspire you to be a little bit more, as the scriptures would say, a little more humble. You know, a little more compassionate, a little more merciful, a little more clean of heart, you know, as the gospel says. These are the characteristics of the saints. And reading about, and you'll realize they live real, honest to God lives. They weren't coming out of the womb with a halo on their head. Many of them struggled. Many of them were sinners and then converted. So once you get to read about lots of the saints, you realize they're just like you and me, except they were able to, by persisting in their faith, we're able to overcome obstacles, just like we're called to overcome the obstacles of sin. So I commend to you the saints on the Saints of Day as a good, solid role model. And I commend to you our daily Saint of the Day. But if you're not online, well, here's something for you. Think about the saint you chose for your confirmation name. I hope you remember who that saint was. Look that saint up. You know, you could go to the library and get out the encyclopedia and look that saint up and learn something about that saint. What inspired you to choose that saint so many, many years ago? And have you lived up to that saint's attributes?